Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A wind advisory begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Overcast skies today with highs around 85. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows dip down to about 67. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the beginning of the final week before Election Day, as early voting is still ongoing across the state of Kansas, and election officials around the state of Kansas are reminding you that if you are going out to vote, they are reassuring you that the election is safe here in the state, with concerns already from some about whether the election will be fraudulent or not.
We had that accusation here this morning while I was here. I heard about it. They didn't come complain to us. They complained to the media. They made no complaints here at the polling site. They never showed us their ballot to show that their race had flipped. I just have a hard time believing that our machines, because of the extensive testing they go through, are flipping ballots. They're not.
That audio from Cake News, the Kansas Secretary of State's office is also reminding individuals that if you are doing the early voting and you request a mail-in ballot, not to place it into the U.S. Postal Service box, but to drop it into an actual drop box for the election specifically.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Ever wonder how a wind turbine works or how internet service gets to your house? Did you know you can get paid to fly drones or solve computer crimes? This is Felipe, the host of Cool Careers Episode 7. I'd like to invite you to learn about these really cool jobs through Cool Careers, a series for Kansas kids that stars real Kansas kids, like me. New episodes drop September 9th on HirePaths.com and your local PBS member station.
Sponsored by HirePaths and aired in cooperation with this station.
Election experts across the state of Kansas say that the conservatives could win the majority when it comes to the Kansas State School Board of Education. As KSNT News reports it, with the ongoing conversation about public schools from K through 12 and the teaching about issues like racism, diversity, sexuality, and gender, it has been a hot topic of discussion, with many individuals saying they are going to the polls specifically for those issues. At the same time, businesses across the state of Kansas say they want to focus more so on the K through 12 education as a crucial way for the future of employees in the state. While many parents say they are concerned about the social and emotional learnings, or SEI, that's promoted within certain public schools. According to statewide election experts, they say that it's a trend going on across the state of Kansas and Nebraska with the push for a more conservative school board. Or many conservative candidates say they want to end some of the diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, along with critical race theory that may be taught within certain schools around the state. There are multiple statewide school board election candidates that are up for election this year.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has officially announced that Justice Jeffrey Funk of Nebraska City will be succession to Chief Justice Mike Hevekin of Lincoln, who has announced that he will be retiring by the end of October. According to the Nebraska Examiner, Funk was appointed to the Supreme Court back in 2016, while Hevekin was appointed as Chief Justice back in 2006. According to the report, Governor Pillen, along with the Lieutenant Governor, had been reviewing each of the candidates' applications, their past decisions, leadership history, and perspectives from judiciary experts. In a statement from the governor on Friday last week, he said that Funk had, quote, all the attributes that we expect from the court, sound judicial temperament, a brilliant mind, and a binding commitment to honoring the next of the law as it's written and not as he might prefer it. Originally, he had graduated from the University of Nebraska College of Law back in 1994 and had a goal of hopefully becoming a county court judge someday. Mid-America Network News.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners continued notice that burn permits will not be issued until substantial rainfall is received. This in response to continued dry conditions. High fire danger alerts for Monday and Tuesday this week. Washington County commissioners continued discussion at last week's meeting about a tax sale, which will likely be held in early December. Insurance deductibles for county health insurance were set. It was noted the county may have saved some $120,000 last year, which is banked to help offset medical costs as needed, with a high deductible plan overall allowing the premium savings. Nemahal County Administrator advised commissioners that a representative from Invenergy had been in contact regarding potential development of a Pony Express wind farm in Nemahal County. Washington County Fair Board annual meeting will be Monday evening at 7 at Thunderstruck in Washington. Washington Public Library will close to the public this week and is expected to reopen December 3rd, with interior remodeling and renovations being completed. Grant funds and a portion of the Larry Davison estate are being used for the project. Marysville USD 364 School Board, at their last meeting, approved $96,000 from capital outlay as a match toward a school violence prevention program. A federal grant funding the balance of the $288,000 project was announced, and it will include cameras for a dozen district school buses, among other security measures planned within district facilities. Retirement resignations, including Anja Johnson after the 25-26 school year and custodian Brad Cook, were accepted. Initial work on a Marshall County Bridge project on U.S. 77, Deer Creek Bridge, a mile north of the K-233 Cherokee Road intersection, has been postponed for a week and will tentatively begin November 4th, weather permitting, with construction of a shoe fly, which should be complete in December, allowing reconstruction of the bridge, with overall completion expected by July of 2025. Tuesday is the last day to apply for advance mail-in ballots for the November 5th general election. In Marshall County, volunteers will be dispatched to pick up advance ballots by contacting Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson, who will coordinate pickup assignments. They may also be mailed or put in the drop box outside the courthouse. Advance in-person voting at county clerk's offices continues through noon Monday, November 4th, with polling locations open Tuesday, November 5th, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Public is welcome to a meeting concerning the 30 by 30 agenda and proposed transmission corridor, 5 mile wide, eminent domain claim of land coming through Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, being pushed by the Department of Energy. This corridor meeting will be held in Frankfort at the All-Stat Gallery Tuesday evening at 6:30. Speakers Angel Cushing and Beth Odell Solomons. Valley Heights USD 498 School Board will hold a special meeting this evening at 6 p.m. to discuss the strategic plan. Hildur I. Dunsing, age 92, of Bremen, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30, at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Hildur Dunsing. Raymond P. Haas, age 79, of Blue Rapids, passed away October 19th. Memorial service planned Monday, 11 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Christy Anders, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ray Haas. Larry E. Germer, age 84, of Diller, passed away Friday. He was a longtime Gage County Extension agent. Celebration of life service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Diller. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Larry Germer. Gaylene E. Gay Rothkar, age 91, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Gay Rothkar. Barbara A. Ubben, age 87, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge for Barb Ubben. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, baked fish, cornbread, beans, broccoli, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from late Tuesday morning until late Tuesday evening. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies overnight with our lows in the mid 50s and upper 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. More scattered showers possible throughout the day on Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Then scattered showers may continue into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Thursday, then clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s and scattered showers possible throughout Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late October, 64, record high on this date, 84, the average low, 39, and the record low, 16. Sunrise this morning, 7:51, sunset this evening at 6:31. It's 63 degrees, south wind surging in. That's check of morning news and weather for this Monday, the 28th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. This is the time of year you can change your prescription drug plan, switch from original Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan, or switch from a Medicare Advantage plan back to original Medicare. As your local agent, I can help enroll you in a plan that fits your needs. My goal is to assist our community in making sure that everyone has access to the proper type of health coverage. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Answered. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. The Bears scoring in Washington with 25 seconds to go yesterday. They take a three-point lead. Washington needs a touchdown.
Daniels backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Steps up, fires, heads towards the end zone. It is
launches into the area of the end zone.
Caught it.
And it's caught by Noah Brown. He was the tip man, and this place is now gone into bedlam mode. Washington with the miracle finish.
They are deflated in Chicago, ESPN 1000, after the elation from Big 100 in Washington. Commanders winning it on the Hail Mary. Niners hold off the Cowboys and win by a touchdown. Eagles go to 5-2 with their win over Cincinnati. Lions pounce on the Titans and win by 38. Detroit goes to 6-1. Chiefs are the lone remaining unbeaten in the NFL. They go to 7-0 with a 7-point win over the Raiders. Tua returns to the Dolphins, but they lose to Arizona on a last-second field goal. Packers get a last-second field goal and beat the Jaguars. Jets lose to the Patriots. Fifth consecutive loss for the Jets. Browns stun the Ravens 29-24. Kirk Cousins, 4 touchdowns. Falcons sweep the season series from the Bucs. Chargers beat the Saints 26-8. Broncos go to 5-3 with a win over the Panthers. Bills top the Seahawks by 3 touchdowns, their 4th win by at least 21 points this season. NBA Warriors lose to the Clippers, and Golden State loses Steph Curry to a rolled ankle in the 4th quarter. Tyrese Maxey, 45 points. Sixers beat the Pacers in overtime. Blazers get past the Pelicans. They avoid going to 0-3 again. Nets beat the Bucks for their first win of the season. Despite a partially dislocated left shoulder, Shohei Ohtani is set to play for the Dodgers in Game 3 of the World Series at Yankee Stadium tonight. The game is available on ESPN Radio.
Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now, and it's the best time to shop for all the gatherings and gifting ahead. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest trends, new arrivals, and the best brands like Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Steve Madden, Hotel Collection, and more. And get 15% off beauty, too. Plus, get free shipping with any $25 purchase today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Heartland Bank is cheering loudly and proudly for the Dillaro Dell Griffins fall sports teams. These talented athletes have what it takes to be victorious over the competition at this week's sporting events. From your fans at Heartland Bank and Odell, member FDIC, equal housing lender, small town banking at its best.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were higher this morning and pointing to new record highs for the NASDAQ. The tech-heavy composite picked up 0.5% Friday, while the Dow Jones lost 260 points and closed at 42,114. The S&P slipped a fraction. Market watchers this week will have an eye on some key economic reports. New numbers on gross domestic product are due out Wednesday. A key inflation report comes out Thursday. Hold the onions. The Quarter Pounder is returning to hundreds of McDonald's locations where it was pulled last week after the fast food giant ruled out beef patties as the source of an E. coli outbreak. In the 900 restaurants that received slivered onions from Taylor Farms, Quarter Pounders will be sold without them. You can forget about getting discounts from Keurig. The coffee company says reduced consumer demand and the special offers it's been making cut into Keurig's profits last quarter. It'll report this week. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's talk about food price inflation, as there are several factors at work right now keeping food price inflation under control. USDA's Gary Crawford has the report.
In the year 2022, the food we bought at the grocery store went up in price by 11.5% and up another 5% last year. But what about this year?
Grocery prices are predicted to increase by 1.2%.
Very, very low food price inflation. Economist Megan Schweitzer tracks food prices for the USDA. She told us,
grocery price inflation has been lower than the overall inflation rate for the past 14 months.
Pushed lower by several factors affecting what we pay for food.
We've seen energy prices decrease by 6.3%. Gas prices, which is a subcategory of energy, is down over 15%. And then prices for unprocessed agricultural commodities, so those raw products off the farm, prices are essentially flat for those products over the year.
For 2025, Megan says it looks like food prices will rise, but only by about 1.5%.
Now, in other news, corn farmers could be in for their worst year in close to two decades, economists say, as the Federal Reserve report that crop prices remain unprofitably low in its latest assessment of economic conditions. Last week's Federal Reserve's latest beige book largely confirmed things we're already thinking. Michael Langmuir, a professor of agriculture economics at Purdue University, told Ag Drive, with dismissal crop prices standing in stark contrast forecast to the strong livestock sector. This is one of the worst years for corn and sorghum prices since the ethanol boom began in 2007, says Langmuir. High input costs following COVID-19 have created more of a difficult environment for row croppers, though the deadline in crop prices has provided a boom to the livestock industry by lowering feed costs. Sam Speck on the MidAmerica Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Harvest requires more movement of farm equipment on major roads, which heightens the risk of injury while operating, says K-State Assistant Professor in the Department of Agricultural and Biological Engineering, Ed Brokish. He shares common scenarios that cause accidents with farm equipment.
Quite often they, on the roadways, when you have ag equipment traveling, you'll have somebody traveling at a higher rate of speed than they should be, and they'll run up on the backside of a piece of equipment. The interesting thing about it is that the accidents are either a near rear end or a sideswipe type situation, either as the passing vehicle doesn't clear the piece of equipment or the oncoming vehicle will get over too far and get into the piece of equipment, whatever it may be. There are a few cases where we have some left-hand turn accidents where somebody's turning into a field or a county road and the driver of the car coming up from behind, or generally it's from behind, doesn't really understand that a piece of ag equipment is going to turn at that point and run into the left side of the vehicle.
He discusses a rule he thinks farming operations should put in place for younger workers.
The people that are roading equipment between fields need to be trained. If you have a young driver or a new hired hand that is unfamiliar with equipment, let's just not put them in the tractor out there. And one of the things that we've seen is that a lot of these incidents occur with a 16-year-old or younger driver at the wheel, and I would argue that we need to have people that have a driver's license or at least a learner's permit be roading equipment at minimum.
Brokish explains how producers can ensure safety while roading equipment.
Agriculture has to do certain things, and some of it is we got to make sure our equipment is properly lit and marked, and we need to make sure that this time of year that there's a lot of dirt on our lights and our reflectors on our equipment, that we take some time and dust that off when we're roading it. Some of our older machines and it comes out for harvest to pull a trailer or run an auger or something like that, and that's great, but if you're going to put it on the road, make sure it can be seen on the road and buy it a new SMB and maybe go and invest in a new light kit for it so that the drivers that may be coming upon that machine can see it.
That was K-State Assistant Professor in the Department of Agricultural and Biological Engineering, Ed Brokish, on staying safe when roading machinery. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Enrakes from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly Monday, and a good Monday it feels. And, hey, I heard a little rain in the forecast, so let's hope and pray Tuesday night, Wednesday, on that rainfall report. Well, the good news to follow rain would be the cattle market at $1.90 to $1.91 in the cash, and a $2.98 with a stretch up to $3.02 last week, and kind of picking those markets up in Nebraska and Kansas. So certainly good news here this morning. At 12 o'clock noon, we will be into a smaller hay sale, but a nice group of square bales. Alfalfa 15 and 15, same as last week. It's fifth cut and looks really, really good. Also in the alfalfa department, 20 and 20 and 20 of fourth cut. Then there's another 20 of third and fourth cut mix. So if you want to catch some cows, there's certainly good fine stem alfalfa here. In the grass side, really nice stuff, 127 brome, along with the Kansas Prairie that the Deavers are bringing up. There's 60 there, so nice square bales here today. In the big round department, there's 7 round alfalfa, third cut. In the round brome, there's 8 and 8. That is nice stuff that weighs 1251, and 6 round Sudex. In the cattle side, a nice sale here today. Quite a few lightweights here today. So certainly if you're looking for lightweights, let me bend your ear a little bit here this morning. We'll be starting at 10 o'clock right after dinner time. We will have one black heifer, bottle calf, an excellent calf coming off cow, 10-day old. In the feeders, there's Greg Harden's got five black steering heifers coming off the cow. Hey, they're going to weigh 450 to 600 out of Holland. The Zobex out of Western's got 10 black and red steering heifers coming off the cow at 450. Mahaska, Kansas, Garen and Judy Goble, 55 black and red steering heifers coming off the cow with a spring vac. Agadol out of Waverly's got 16 black baldy steering heifers. They are all weaned and preconditioned, 350 to 450. Fred Hagemeyer out of Waddell, 9 black and black baldy steering heifers. They've got a wean, 3 to 550. Then we've got a great entry out of Tecumseh, Dave and Casey Wilson. 51 black baldy steering heifers, Wayne double vaccinated. Hey, a nice set of heifers on that deal. Also, black baldies, they're going to weigh 550 to 650. Troyer out of Seward's got a smoking group of 21 black steering heifers, September 30th on the wean, 4 to 5 1/4. Hanko out of February, 35 Hereford red white face steering heifers coming off the cow. They do have a vaccination. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Wilkinson out of Walton, 15 black call steers. They're preconditioned at 6 to 7 1/2. Drain Bear out of Claytonia's got 7 black baldy heifer yearlings coming off grass at 700. The Cheney's got 18 really good black steering heifers preconditioned, 550 to 650. Grunewald at Pickrell, 10 black steering heifers, April wean, 5 to 650. Burnett's out of Steiner, 7 black baldy bull steer heifers coming off the cow. They'll be 4 to 550. And the Rakes out of Nebraska City, 6 black yearling steers coming off grass, 7775. We'll certainly catch some more calves here this morning. The interesting part, a lot of people are doing a lot of marketing skills. November 18th is going to be a tremendous sale, along with that first and second week of December. Certainly invite you to give us a call, set up a market plan when we can get those cattle in consignments and complement other cattle with your good cattle, folks. So it looks like a good idea to do. So certainly give Ryan or Rick or Slim or myself a call, and we certainly will hit the trail and hit the farm.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 62 degrees with a south breeze. Highs in the middle 80s today, tomorrow on warmer than average temperatures. In fact, perhaps near record highs.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was a bit of a closer game than usual, but the Kansas City Chiefs remain undefeated going into week number 8 of the regular NFL season as the Chiefs were on the road taking on the Las Vegas Raiders, winning on Sunday with a 27-20 victory, putting them now 7-0 for the regular season. It was a dominant start for the Chiefs going into the half, putting 7 points on in the first quarter and 10 points on in the second quarter, with another 10 by the fourth, as Kansas City remains one of the only teams in the NFL that's undefeated so far for the year, sitting atop the AFC West. Patrick Mahomes went 27-38 for the game, putting 262 yards on the board with 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, and Xavier Worthy all had a touchdown on the board as well by the end of the game. Up next for the Chiefs, it is another Monday night football game, as we have to wait until Monday, November 4th, as they are back at home at Arrowhead Stadium as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers head on the road with kickoff on Monday night at 7:30. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football scores from Friday night's action. Marysville falls at Clay Center 28-27. Norton over Concordia 27-7. Rock Creek tops Chapman 69-6. And Wamego stops Abilene 41-6. In our game of the week, the Axtell Eagles continue on with a 76-30 win over Frankfort. Hanover defeats Lynn 48-0. Washington County Falls versus Sylvan Lucas 54-0. Centralia wins districts over Riverside 34-28. Valley Heights falls to Marion 46-26. And in Nebraska football action, Diller Odell defeats Parkview Christian in first round of playoffs 66-22.
Clay Center Tigers outlasted the Marysville Bulldogs in a hard-fought 28-27 final on senior night at Clay Center Friday. as the Tigers took the opening kick downfield for a 6-yard score in the early lead. Marysville would answer back. First play from scrimmage for the Bulldogs, Willow Tocklin, 66 yards, and Brock Cromie added the go-ahead 7-6. Grant Haefeli, 5-yard score back in the first quarter. It was 14-6 Marysville all the way to halftime. Bulldogs, an early second-half score, Willow Tocklin, 65-yard pass to Grant Haefeli. With the Cromie PAT, it was 21-6. But the Tigers answered with back-to-back scores in the third quarter. Willow Tocklin, from 1 yard out with 4:25 to play, a missed PAT. It was 27-21 Bulldogs. Plaston with a 13-yard touchdown pass. A PAT for the Tigers. The win, 28-27. They go 4-4 on the season, dropping Marysville to 6-2. Reporting KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
When the Frankfort Wildcats and the Axtell Eagles get together on a Friday night for a chance at a district championship, you know there are going to be fireworks, and there certainly was on a Friday night. Axtell comes away with the victory 76-30 on a senior night for the Frankfort Wildcats, as Axtell Eagles winning streak moves on to 47 games in a row now as Frankfort falls to 6-2. It was a tight game, 8-8 at the 9:22 mark in the first quarter, as Wes Anderson ran it in from 49 yards out for his one of two rushing touchdowns on the game. But since then, it was all Axtell Eagles as they rattled off 5 straight touchdowns to end the first quarter. Axtell went 3-for-4 on touchdowns to end the first half and trailed at half 68-30. The Wildcats had the ball to start the second half, drove all the way down to the red zone of Axtell, but were stopped on a 4th-and-10. And Brandon Schmelzley ended his night with a 47-yard touchdown run to cap this victory off, 76-34 Axtell. Schmelzley, 3 passing touchdowns and 5 rushing touchdowns on the night. It was the Axtell Eagles victorious over Frankfort, 76-30. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Max Pulaski.
Week 9 high school football pairings released. Class 3A Marysville 6-2 travels to Holcomb 6-2 Friday evening at 6. Class 1A Valley Heights 6-2 will host Oakley 3-5 Thursday evening at 6. And Centralia 7-1 is home to Onega 3-5 Friday night. 8-man Division 2 Frankfort 6-2 is at Lynn 3-5 Friday evening. Hanover 7-1 will host Pike Valley 4-4 Thursday at 6. Undefeated Axtell is home to Thunder Ridge, 1-7, Thursday evening at 6. Washington County will host Gossel Wednesday evening at 6. State volleyball pool play begins Friday, with competition continuing Saturday. Hanover girls are number 1 seed, with Lynn the number 8 seed in Division 2 at Emporia. Those two square off Friday, 11 a.m. Then Lynn meets Argonia at noon and Wheatland-Grinnell at 2, while Hanover faces Wheatland-Grinnell at 1 on Friday and Argonia at 3. At Dodge City, 2A Valley Heights, number 6 seed, takes on Sedgwick Friday at 8:30 a.m., Ellenwood at 11:30, and Donovan West at 12:30. D1 4 seed, Centralia faces Greeley County at 3:30, St. Francis at 5:30, and Rosalia Flint Hills at 8:30 p.m. Friday.
KNDY.